Hi guys, Ivan Crispo here with one more episode of our podcast. And this is the first one of 2021. And let me say something about 2021. I'm really excited about this year because I know it's going to be a great year. I'm pretty sure it's going to be better than 2020. Yeah, because it is impossible to be worse than 2020, right? Okay, so let me start the class. In today's class, I'm gonna talk about writing emails. I'm gonna teach you how to write a good email. Tip number one. Make sure the language is clear and concise. Yes, I'm gonna say this again. Make sure the language is clear and concise. Do not compare English to Portuguese because they're very different languages. Very, very different languages. So do not try to translate each one of the words from Portuguese to English because it's gonna be super Two, keep the sentences and paragraphs short so your message is easy to read. Again, keep the sentences and paragraphs short so your message is easy to read. So, short sentences are always better than long sentences. And remember that a sentence in English is usually subject plus verb plus complement, okay? Don't try to make very long sentences because you're gonna get lost. Tip number three, keep a polite tone. Even in the briefest messages, include an opening greeting and a polite ending. Again, include an opening greeting and a polite ending. I don't know about you, but I hate when I get emails and people forget to greet me. So instead of saying, "Dear Ivan," they start with what they want to say. So I don't like it at all. And the same applies to the endings too. Okay, so when you end an email, you have to say best wishes or best regards. Anyways, you have to start with a greeting and end with an ending. Number four. Use a subject header that relates to the content of the email. Don't leave it blank. Yeah, never leave it blank. So when you send an email, or when you email, you can say send an email or just email, because email can also be a verb. Anyways, when you email someone, you have to type the subject of the email. That's the subject header. Tip number five, which is very similar to tip number one. By the way, do you remember tip number one? Gotcha. Tip number one, make sure the language is clear and concise. Language is clear and concise. So, number five is pretty similar. Observe, get to the point quickly. Get to the point quickly. Highlight key information. Again, get to the point quickly, highlight key information. So, especially if you're doing business with Americans, you don't want to waste their time because time's money for Americans. clients. So no, don't waste their time. It's a really bad idea. So when you send an email, try to be objective. You don't need to introduce your subject with a lot of talk that's unnecessary. Okay, go straight to the point. Tip number 6, and maybe the most important one. I guess, in my opinion, it's the most important one. Show consideration for the recipient and make requests politely. For example, I know you've been very busy these days, but I wanted you to... So you have to be polite, and you have to show consideration before you ask something. Moving on now to tip number 7. Give all the relevant background information that the recipient will need. Give all the relevant background information that the recipient will need. This is all about details. So when I'm doing business with you and I have to write you an email, I'm gonna add as many details as possible. So yeah, because I wanna do something that's really complete. I'm gonna be objective, but at the same time, I'm gonna add a lot of details. Tip number 8, when possible, but it's almost always possible, okay? Personalize your email to establish a good rapport, even if you have never met the recipient in person. Again, personalize your email to establish a good rapport, even if you have never met the recipient in person. So even if you have never met that person before, if you don't know the person, it's always a good idea to personalize your email. So instead of saying, opening your email with dear sir or madam, which is really, really formal. Yeah, so that's the way you would establish a good rapport. So instead of doing that, you can say, dear Carlos, dear Maria. So do it whenever it's possible. Last but definitely not least, proofread your message. Check that your spelling and grammar are correct. So before you hit the submit button, take a look at your text. Check your spellings, your grammar, okay? And if it is everything correct, then you can send your email. But check before. So this is the end of our first episode of 2021. And 2021 has just started, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a great year. It's gonna be great because I have many surprises for you guys. Yes, I can't say much now, but yes, I have surprises for you. Yeah, I wanna join business, general English, and pronunciation. Yeah, it's gonna be huge. That's all, guys. See you later.